Good afternoon, and welcome to the Cybersecurity and Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Eric English. My background's been in IT and IT security for about 15 years, and I got a few certs and all kinds of fun stuff like that. I started this podcast because nobody was really talking about cybersecurity and cryptocurrency, and the two topics mesh quite a bit. With all the news and all the hackers that want to get paid in crypto, and I have a mining rig at home with 12 graphics cards, so I'm mining away at home, mining for a few coins myself. So I'm very passionate about cybersecurity and cryptocurrency. That's why I started this. So, without further ado, got a few news items to talk about today. The first one, a new hack that recently happened in Singapore. Singapore's largest healthcare group got hacked. And, you know, they leaked, of course, a bunch of medical records and whatnot. And, you know, it's just another hack to add to the list. I mean, I don't know when it's going to stop and when people are going to learn that you have to really invest in your security. And it's so important to invest in security for reasons just like this. I think a lot of this could have been prevented. If you read the article, I posted it in the show notes. Like a lot of other hacks, this could have been prevented, or at least could have been minimized. I think the one of the biggest things that people don't do is they don't segment their network enough. They don't segment and, you know, set up ACLs to only allow, you know, certain traffic to their high-value systems, you know, to their servers or whatever it is. Segment everything off, and that way you're at least minimizing the damage a little bit if it's segmented off. You know, two factors always a big one. Turning that kind of stuff on helps with this stuff too, but another breach happened. At least it's in Singapore this time, but interesting article, so I posted that out there on the show notes if you want to check that out. Also, I read today that there were some hackers, Russian hackers, that hacked three different election candidates from the 2018 midterm elections. And I thought that was rather interesting. Microsoft said that they detected this. So that's kind of cool, I guess. I wish they would have blocked it, right? But they did detect it. I don't know when they detected it. It doesn't say that kind of information. But they won't say what the candidates' names were, which I thought was kind of interesting. Makes you wonder if the candidates they were hacking are the ones that won or the ones that lost. Really makes you wonder. But they haven't said anything about who it was and who got hacked and who they were going after yet. So, thought that was kind of an interesting article as well. I'll post that one out there for everybody to check out too. And switching over to cryptocurrency news, you know, Ethereum has kind of been taking a dump lately. I mean, it's been really, really bad. Bitcoin's not much better. Bitcoin today was at 7350, I believe, last time I looked at it, which was about at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And the whole market's really taking a dump here recently. It's sad. By the way, today is July the 20th. It's a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm going to keep this podcast somewhat short and get on with my weekend. But still got a few items I do want to talk about. So as I was saying, the Ethereum coins have just been really tanking lately, along with the rest of the market. But There's a new ERC-20 token, which I thought was pretty interesting. Their symbol is, stock symbol is ZIL. It looks like the name of it is Ziliqua. Can't really pronounce it. Z-I-L-L-I-Q-A. Ziliqua, I'm guessing, is how you pronounce that. But it's built on the Ethereum blockchain as an ERC-20 token. So, and for those that don't know, ERC-20 tokens are all built on the Ethereum blockchain. So, other tokens like EOS was also built on the Ethereum blockchain, and so was Tron. So, if you've ever traded those cryptos, they were built on the Ethereum blockchain as well. Which, you know, you would think, being that all these tokens are being built on the Ethereum blockchain, that Ethereum's value would go up. However, the reason it's not really going up is because of what's called the Ethereum gas prices. Basically, the trading prices, how much it costs to make a trade and to send money, how much does that cost me? And that cost keeps going up. And you know, when transaction volumes hit a high the other day, I think we discussed that on the podcast, you know, it really, really screwed up the whole Ethereum network and slowed everything down. So there's definitely some drawbacks to the Ethereum network, and people are wondering about the scalability of it, and people are upset about the gas prices continually going up and it costing more and more just to send and receive Ethereum. So a lot of these tokens are creating their own you know, ERC-20 tokens. ZIL was one that apparently a ton of these Ethereum developers have been moving over to ZIL and really helping out with those folks. So I would suspect that ZIL is gonna move up in the market pretty quick. Apparently the number of developers that have left Ethereum is pretty substantial, and the majority of those went over to Ziliqua. So that's quite a bit, and it kind of makes me worried for Ethereum, but I don't know how much more development they're going to do with Ethereum. It's already kind of established. And Ziliqua is brand new for the most part. It came out last August. So Ziliqua has been around for a little while, almost a year now. We're in July, so it'd be a year next month that Ziliqua has been out. I've never heard of it before. Of course, there's so many coins out there, I've never heard of a lot of them. But I saw this one in the news and saw all these developers going over to their company and just really thought that, you know, this could really take off. Their transaction prices are extremely low, and that's why they built it. It's also extremely fast on the transactions. So, really cool stuff. Highly recommend checking them out. Maybe buying a few of their ERC tokens and hanging on to them. If you're looking for a wallet to store your ERC-20 tokens, there's a wallet called Coinami, which I really like. But the ERC-20 tokens can also be stored in another app called Cypher. C-I-P-H-E-R, Cypher. And you can store those ERC-20 tokens there as well as Ethereum. So if you're looking for a wallet for those that's not, you know, an online wallet, check out Cypher. Pretty cool stuff. And some of the other stuff in the crypto world that I wanted to bring up, you know, I was really big into the crypto trading, buying and selling, and really trying to make money in the market. And I since pulled out since the market, you know, started taking a dump in, hell, pretty much the whole year, but really started taking a dump in March. And I pulled all my funds and didn't want to lose anymore, because I just kept losing. I said, all right, I got to stop the bleeding here. Let's pull all my funds and wait for the market to make it come back. As the market tanked and got as low as it did, I then reinvested those same funds, and I'm back in the green again as the markets slowly come back up. But there's a trading tool out there. It's called Crypto Hopper. Crypto Hopper. Really, really cool trading tool. It's a trading bot, so it trades for you based on, you know, what you tell it to trade on. So you can pick specific coins that you want to trade. They have different level of plans. They've got their kangaroo plan, they call it, where you can trade any and all coins. There's no limit. And the other two plans have a limit of, I think, 10 coins for their lowest level. And for their intermediate level, I think it's like 25 coins that you can trade. And prices range from $30 to $100 for the kangaroo. And that's per month. So, you know, I wasn't making nearly enough using it. I was using Crypto Hopper with Bittrex, the exchange Bittrex, and using signals to buy and sell and trade. So every time Crypto Hopper would get a signal from Bittrex, or these signal groups that send out these signals on various coins, they're doing all the research and they send out a signal if they think a particular coin is going to go up in value. That hits the signal board, which hits Crypto Hopper. Crypto Hopper goes out and automatically buys that particular coin for you. Now you can tell Crypto Hopper how much of each coin to buy, and you know, what percentage profit to sell at, and all kinds of cool stuff like that. So if you're really into the buying, selling, trading kind of stock market feel of the crypto world, highly recommend checking out Crypto Hopper. It's a really, really cool tool. I got out of it because the market was so bad, but I have a few friends that are still using it, and they said recently they've been doing a lot better with it. So I may jump back in next month and get back into that trading side of things, because that was really exciting when the market was great. You could make some really good returns. So check out Crypto Hopper. That's really cool stuff. That's all I really had for today. Wanted to keep this one kind of short and sweet, and let everybody enjoy the weekend, folks, and have some fun. And I gotta get a 3-day EEG this weekend, so I gotta have all these electrodes strapped in my head. It's gonna be loads of fun, but gotta get that done this weekend. So that starts today at 3 o'clock, so that'll be loads of fun. I get to take it off Monday morning before I go back to work. All right. So wish me luck on that. And everybody have a great weekend. And I will be back on Monday with our next edition of the Cryptocurrency and Cybersecurity Podcast. Thanks for listening.